Welcome. Some we've seen throughout the day. Some are here and haven't seen you yet. Hi, Sister Mary. Haven't seen you yet. For 2 weeks, anyway. We're back another year. They go slow for some and fast for some of us that are getting older. And we've had a Chinese conference here this past week, and we know that God met them in a special way. And so camp has already been on the move, and there's been a lot of busyness even prior to that. But this is the first meeting of the new official camp season, and I think it may be good for us to pause for a moment. A lot of us have just been settling in, and it's been a whirlwind since you left home and you arrived, and it was a whirlwind since you've been here. And for some of you, your whole life is a whirlwind. And now we have a few moments to catch our breath. And a little bit of time over this weekend, and then things begin to pick up with campers. But I think it would be good for us in these 2 days, I suppose, that we have before everything really starts to move. But we want to believe God that He is going to do something very special this period and this season. I happen to be able to poke into Ozone Park. Was it Wednesday night? I think it was Wednesday night. They have their service online, and I think I got home from church early enough to catch Brother Kenny speaking at Ozone Park on Wednesday. And they prayed for camp in that meeting. And Brother Kenny said that this would not be the best year ever, because we want better years than this to come, but that to this point, this would be the best year that we've had at camp, not just maybe for us personally or individually, but as a camp and as a whole. I want to believe that God is going to do something very unique this year, and things maybe beyond what our faith is, even beyond what we could ask or even imagine. And so we get to kind of kick it off and pioneer a little bit these first couple of days and this first period. So we want to pray tonight that God would meet with us tonight. And we're abbreviated tonight. There's a staff meeting at 9 that follows. So we'll be a little bit more succinct. But that God would do something unique throughout this season. So let's pray. Let's look to the Lord. Wonderful Jesus, Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. God, you are worthy. God, you are worthy. God, come, Lord, we pray. Lord, visit your people. Fill the hungry heart, O God. Give us faith, O God. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. God, we praise you. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you have a plan for this year. You have a purpose, O God. As much as we have put in work and effort and energy and time for months and months, things that have been in the works behind the scenes, things that most of us know nothing of, work that counselors and head counselors have been doing to prepare for our children, Lord, department heads and Brother Paul and others that serve with him in administration, O God, and the preparation. But Lord, now we come and we offer all of this as a sacrifice and an offering to you. Now we pray that your fire would consume it. And that you would do a work, Lord, a supernatural work. We have done all that we can do with our hands. Now, Lord, we need your spirit to breathe life. And unless you build the house, we have labored in vain. And so, Lord, would you come even tonight as we begin moving into this new camp season, dear God, would you accomplish your purposes in us and in this camp? Lord, would you work in us in very deep ways, in lasting and eternal ways, O God? Would you break down every barrier, Lord, every stronghold, every opposition, O God, to your will and purpose? Lord, would you prepare hearts, those of us who are here already, those who are preparing to come, maybe some that are making decisions to come. God, would you prepare every heart, O God, to receive all that you have? Lord, we believe for salvation. We believe that you would baptize some in the Holy Spirit. We believe that there would be healings, O God, throughout this summer. We believe that there would be those who have wandered and walked away from you, those maybe in rebellion, but they find themselves here, Lord, that you would soften hearts. May you draw them back to yourself, O God. Do a new work, we pray. Lord, for every need that this season has, maybe some things that are still undone, we pray, dear Lord, that you would provide in every way. Yes, Lord. Above all, dear Jesus, would you be glorified and exalted, that we would see you in a greater way, Lord, that we would be drawn nearer to you, that your presence would so cover this place, Lord, and fill our hearts and lives. Let there be an urgency, O God, in our seeking after you. So we commit our ways to you, O God. We pray your covering over this camp in every way. We thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, what you desire to do. And we ask, dear Jesus, that we would be vessels to receive. Fill us, O God, for your name's sake and glory, we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. If we sing number 23 in the red hymnal, number 23. Let me, maybe we can get some one thing out of the way. I've got a few other things to get out of the way. But I'd like to encourage all of us, as I do every year, that you be engaged all day in a lot of ways and different places. But when we gather together in the meetings, God has designed his church. Now, we're not a church here. We're part of a lot of different local churches, but God has brought us together, and I think it's biblical to say that in our gatherings here, he has gifted each of us in different ways, and your gift is not supposed to be put on the shelf for a couple of weeks while you're here, or your gift is only going to be limited for a certain time or for a certain task. But as God has gifted you by his Spirit for the edifying and encouragement and building up of his body, let's do that. And so don't just come waiting to hear what somebody else has to say. Engage and be alert and be aware of what the Holy Spirit may want to do through you, not just in you. And so that may come down at the beach, where God may give you something to share with somebody else, or maybe God will give you the gift of being quiet so you would listen to somebody else. Maybe it's at night with a roommate. Maybe it's around the table. Maybe it's in this room. But I believe that God wants to use each of us in very specific and distinct ways. So please feel free, as the Holy Spirit would lead you, to be involved. So my wife's not here tonight. She's here, but she had to leave today to go to Utica. And so she'll be driving back later tonight. So she's with me, which is good for all of you. And good for me, but especially for all of you. But my kids aren't. So this is a strange year. This is the first time that my kids haven't come up in some shape or form with us. My son will be here next weekend for a couple of days. So I'm glad for that. But they always help me. So if you see me wandering off, like, in the wrong direction and I don't know what I'm doing, just kind of turn me around, point me where I'm supposed to be, because they usually watch after me. It's getting worse as we get a little bit older and life changes. That's what's happening a little bit with my family and where we are. So my wife is here. She'll be back later tonight, and you'll get to see her as well. So let's sing this song, and then let's just worship. We don't have a lot of time tonight, so let's just take a few moments for the Lord just to work in our midst. Number 23.
Savior,
Jesus, Lord.